One of the only counties in Oklahoma that doesn't have an alternative court for people struggling with addictions may finally get one next year. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports past attempts to set up a drug court in Pawnee County were stalled after a feud between a judge and the outgoing district attorney.
Addiction is a bitter enemy that has haunted Angie White's family for decades. White has watched her 49-year-old brother struggle with drug abuse most of his life.
You know, we have birthdays without him. We have holidays without him. And, you know, it's hard on my mom and dad. They miss him more than anyone.
One thing that hurts White the most, she can't see her brother.
He has missed a court date, and as a result of that, he has an outstanding warrant, so he's basically just on the run.
White thinks her brother could have changed if he'd gone to an alternative criminal court called drug court. White says her brother needs what drug court requires: rehab, personal accountability, and drug testing. Participants are often taught how to manage stress and anger.
You know, another way of life if you can catch it early.
These courts are geared toward people whose crimes stem from addiction. Participants plead guilty to their crimes but aren't sent to prison if they graduate and avoid committing new crimes. White's support for a drug court is a big reason she voted against the district attorney she says worked to block the county from starting one in recent years.
Drug court has been very successful.
Pawnee County Associate District Judge Patrick Pickerel is a believer. He says his community needs a drug court and is the only county outside of the panhandle without one.
People are out there committing crimes to try and support their drug habit.
In 2014, Pickerel started working on a drug court. He helped negotiate a drug court contract with the state and secure a $12,000 grant to get things started. Those efforts were stalled by the district attorney for Osage and Pawnee counties, Sand Springs Republican Rex Duncan.
Without his say-so, with the current legislation, nobody can be admitted into drug court.
Duncan did not respond to multiple interview requests, but he explained in a 2015 newspaper piece why his office did not support a drug court. He said Pawnee County didn't have enough eligible defendants to justify a special drug court, and he said state taxpayers would have to foot the bill.
I received a telephone call from Mr. Duncan that simply told me he didn't feel like he had enough staff to handle drug court.
Pickerel says Pawnee County has enough defendants to justify drug court. Since county residents are already paying taxes, Pickerel says they may as well get the benefits their taxes pay for. Local officials say there is a lot of support for the drug court. Moves to set up a drug court in Pawnee County were quickly overshadowed by a long court battle between Pickerel and Duncan, the DA.
I was sure we could work something out about this. I asked him, can we both think this over and pray about this for a couple days? Never did get any contact back from Mr. Duncan.
Pickerel said the answer came in a grand jury subpoena. The DA asked the grand jury to indict the judge and two others for committing a long list of crimes in the quest to set up a drug court. At the root of the allegations was an assertion that Pickerel falsely dated court documents.
Absolutely ridiculous charges.
The state attorney general's office later dismissed the charges, but the drug court idea was dead.
There really was no point in proceeding as long as Mr. Duncan was going to remain our district attorney.
Now Pickerel and other drug court proponents could have a new chance. Voters ousted Duncan in a landslide primary loss to Republican Mike Fisher, the DA's former assistant. Fisher now has no opponent and said he plans to support a Pawnee County drug court when he takes office in January. Pickerel said people elected Fisher because he's qualified, but he suspects the incoming DA's support for drug court also helped.
I'm just hopeful that we will finally get one.
Angie White shared her support for Fisher in Facebook posts and in conversations with friends and family, and she's publicly pushed for drug court. Next year, White and Judge Pickerel's long-deferred dream to see a drug court may finally happen. Pickerel plans to oversee new drug court cases shortly after the new district attorney takes office. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.